Got it written down somewhere.
Okay.
I think on that one. Walter Andrews. Let me get it once again.
Andrews.
Okay. A-N-D-R-E-W-S?
That's right.
Okay, thank you very much, Larry.
Okay.
Now, the other thing here is that this happened to me right around, you may have heard of this, that they said 20 people were herded off towards Colorado or something like that and disappeared and never were heard of since.
Are you talking about Bo and Peep?
Gosh, I don't...
There was a couple that were telling people that they were going out into the desert and were going to be picked up by UFOs.
Gosh, I don't know what the whole story was, but the time frame was when I got visited in Hollywood by these two beings. And first the male got in touch with me, then he arranged with an appointment for the three of us. It was like a triangle. These people did not, when the male species first approached me, he talked normal. In English, and then set up this appointment for the lady to come there, and we got in. And then there was no more. We had three meetings in 3 days. We had two meetings with the woman and him. And anyway, they did not speak. In other words, we just sat there and looked, and they were able to go through everything that I had in my mind. And then I was, for some reason, I was able to do the same thing with them, get what I wanted out of them. And we looked at each other, and that's all.
What did you find out from them?
The way they communicate, why they were here, and also their bodies, if they do not get returned to their mothership, is the way they said, within a 72-hour period, their bodies start. You remember the movie about the 50-foot woman,
yeah.
Something like that? Their bodies grow, and it's got something to do with the water. It's got something to do.
There comes that water again.
Yeah, that's right. It's got something to do with. It's got to be mixed, though.
Well, why were they here?
Now we're getting into. I've regressed 42,000 years. And they come back in increments. They're like observing us, and they don't want to come and stay here until we straighten out our act, so to speak. They don't like the way we fight and kill and greed and
I can understand.
All this type of thing. Yet there is these things that we do have that they're studying. And the rest of all of these little pieces of the puzzle, there are a lot of them that are true. They have already interbred and so forth and so on. And I'm going to write everything that I've been studying and down and send it to your magazine and so that it bring it to your attention, Bill, because I don't want to take up all the time here.
Well, I'd certainly appreciate hearing
I'm talking about 30 years of stuff that I can't reiterate it the way I'd like to right now.
Get it to me.
I'm so excited and happy to even get through to your station.
Well, I'm glad you got through and shared that with us, Dick. And just send me your material. I'd love to see it.
Okay. God bless you. Have a nice... Yeah.
KABC time now is 10 minutes away from the midnight mark. I'm Bill Jenkins. With me is Larry Fawcett, the author of Clear Intent, published by Prentice Hall. And it's an absolute must book for you about what the government... Well, get the book. You'll understand that they have been trying to keep our heads in the sand all along about this thing called the UFO. See, and humor has channeled through Thomas Jacobson, and that's happened on this show quite often, and Dr. Peoples will be here on December 22nd, I believe it is, offers an unprecedented spiritual psychology and philosophy for you. He's inspired thousands of individuals like yourself to re-examine and work with their own spiritual nature and personal growth and development and self-image. Now, whether you're a believer or a student or just curious or even a skeptic, Dr. Peoples has something to offer everyone. Join Dr. Peoples as channeled by Thomas Jacobson on November 30th at 7:30 p.m. at the Santa Monica Bay Women's Club. That's at 1210 North 4th Street in Santa Monica. The doors open at 6. This presentation is brought to you by Heidi Dew Enterprises. For details on that, here's the number to call, 818-761-0945. Let me give it to you again. Area code 818-761-0945. Chance for you to see Dr. Peoples in person. And, of course, I invite you to join Dr. Peoples and Thomas and us on the 22nd. Back to Larry Fawcett, who is still hanging on the phone there on the East Coast, talking about one of his favorite subjects and mine, the UFO, the way the government is covering it up. And we have, is that Russell on the line?
Yes.
Hi, Russell. How are you?
All right. How are you doing?
Super.
Great. I've spoken with you before. Let me interject something here quickly. For the people who have problems getting the book, I was finally able to get it by special ordering it through B. Dalton.
Uh-huh.
And you can do that. I haven't found it on the shelf, but you can do it, and I found it, and I read it. Really enjoyable.
Thank you.
Thank you.
But what I'm talking about, or actually calling about, is I've heard something about having occurred around 1943 in the state of Washington, wherein I believe it was a craft was seen to land, and several hundred people, I think, estimated about 400, then just dispersed in all different directions. Have you heard anything about this?
No, I haven't.
And I thought I heard somebody about a week or two ago mention it on the show, and it wasn't, you know, elaborated on, so I wasn't sure what it was they were speaking about.
That's a new one to me.
I haven't heard of that one either.
Maybe I misunderstood it, but it was so intriguing, that's why I decided to call up, because I hadn't heard anything else about it. Well, then I'll hit on a tangent here, which is all this talk about water. As advanced as these people may be, why would they not be able to manufacture the water themselves with the existing hydrogen?
There's something in the water here that they need. It's not the water themselves.
So it's not actually just the molecular structure of hydrogen and oxygen.
Right. There's something in the water that they need.
Has there been any elaboration upon what that specifically may be?
No, not a bit.
Not at all. Okay.
Listen, if we find out what it is that they need, we may check into it and see if we can use it.
Yeah, well, that's what it's here for, I suppose.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
There's our orchestra. That means that we've got to go, and
yeah,
that's it for tonight. Larry, thank you so very, very much for staying up so late back there on the East Coast to be with us.
Bill.
And we just touched the surface. You want to come back?
Sure, sometime. I'd just like to close by saying after 30 years of deceit and deception, the government still manages to keep UFO-related material from the public.
We'll try to stop that. See you next time.